you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. You heard me right, Friday. Yeah. Two more hours and the best drinks of the week are upon us. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Jane, Mick, hi.
Here we go, you lot. Let's get ready to rumble for the last time this week. Big show.
Mm. Jane, a huge one.
We will get to what you are doing in just 1 minute. Huge news for some of our listeners. We'll operate as per normal in other aspects. Clown of the week, up and running. Full as a gook this week.
It is indeed. We've also got Mick's GoFundMe. And remember, that's $500 for one of your brilliant ideas. Bring it on, people.
This has been shooting the lights out this massive segment. And we've got some rippers already for today, up and running. Will Anderson will join us on the program.
Awesome.
I always love it when Will, friend of the show, comes round. He's doing a
fantastic
comedy special.
We'll
get to the bottom of that.
Guess
what, Jane?
What?
My pub crawl is and running.
The people are harassing me about this.
Getting hassled?
I'm getting hassled. How do we get on board? Well, listen up, everybody. You can get on board and have a beer with Mick around Australia if you want.
The best bloody beer in Australia, the Brick Lane. It's out there. I'm going to provide the beers. You come along. I'll provide the entertainment. What could go wrong? It'll be like Schoolies Week for older people.
Toolies and Moolies.
We'll be up and running. We'll have Week in Review as per usual. Anything else you would like to bring to the table, Jane?
Well, it might just be while I'm up here. Yes, Christopher Knight is coming on the show.
I'll need
Christopher
more information
Knight
than
is
that.
Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Good Lord. There it is.
Yeah.
All that and so much more on the show today. Now, so you're in our Sydney studio today. I'm in our Melbourne studio today where we like to get out and
about. We do this from time to time. We just sort of shake it all up.
You are there specifically to interview. What's his name? Christopher Knight.
Come on.
Well, specifically to have lunch with Chris.
Had lunch?
Yeah, I had lunch with Chris.
How did that
And I had lunch with 16 of Australia's biggest Brady Bunch fans.
Wow.
Good Lord.
And it really was nuts. It was fancy. It was a beautiful lunch. And Chris and his beautiful wife, Cara, were there. And I've never met as big a fans as my sister Carrie and I are of the Brady Bunch. It blew my mind.
Did you take your sister up to the lunch?
No, she unfortunately couldn't come. I was sort of hostess.
So you're the hostess. Was there anyone there who knew more about the Brady Bunch than you?
Now, that's very interesting. Chris and I were invited. Even Chris did a quiz. They did a pop quiz of
Peter?
20 questions.
Otherwise, I don't know who you're talking about.
All right. Peter Brady and I, we all joined in and did the quiz, and there were 20 questions. And I'm going to save it for how both of us went.
Quiz me. Go on. What's the butcher's name? Sam.
Okay. Ding. What's the mother's name?
Florence Henderson.
Carol.
Yes, Carol. Yeah. Who was in the top left-hand corner on the opening titles?
Cindy.
No, I was pretty sure that was Greg. Top left-hand corner.
You're pretty sure?
I've interviewed Greg.
That's right.
Have you? What was the name of the goat that
the goat
Greg stole? It was a mascot and it had a name.
Yep, Herb.
Rachel, I think. Yeah. But anyway, so it was a great lunch.
All right. Well, you would have just had the greatest lunch, and we're going to have him on the show a little later.
He's on his way in, and we're going to have a chat with him
there. Did you ply him full of alcohol over lunch? That's normally what you do.
You know me. Of course I did.
Get ready for a very slurry Peter Brady.
And I want to say well done. Congratulations to you on the Front Bar Cricket Edition last night, which was so good to see.
Jeff Thompson.
I haven't seen him like that ever.
You don't see a lot of him, and I think that's fantastic. He doesn't bob up, but what a terrific fella. Exactly like you would imagine. And we had him up in our green room afterwards.
He's 10 times better than I imagined.
Just telling some of the best stories. Can I say this? I'm in the wrong era. I should have been
Oh, Mickey, I do feel for you.
The '70s.
I mean, you look like a bloke from a Brute commercial right now when I'm looking at you.
How's the Brute commercial? I love that
moustache and you.
But I loved one of the best clips we showed last night was the news report. Going how new alcohol restrictions have come in at the MCG. From now on, there'll be a limit of 24 cans per person. Hang on a second. Yeah. What the hell?
And he was horrified by the price. They'd gone up to 90 up cents to or something.
65 cents a can, which I worked out to $13 a slab. Good Lord.
Oh, my God. Well done. It was great. We've got another show. You're on next week as well, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We've got Ricky Ponting on next week and Doug Walters next Thursday. It'll be a load of fun. Hey, Jane, hang about. We're going to go to a song and come back with Clown of the Week. 133353. Get on board. Yes. This is going to go nuts.
And just a quick reminder, too, it's not too late because next hour we're going to draw this prize. 4 nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort, 5-day Disneyland Resort Park.
One of the best prices we've ever given away.
Return flights to Los Angeles. Yes. This is thanks to Disney Plus, the new streaming home of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars,
Disney,
National Geographic, and more. Yeah,
a
you're
great
right.
Bunch.
That's coming up next hour, kennedymalloy.com.au, and we are away. Mick said it, Clown of the Week coming up next, thanks to the Holden Colorado.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
We're about to do Clown of the Week.
We are, but Jane, you have something you want to say?
Well, yes, I do. I particularly felt here in Sydney today that we say valet to Bill Waterhouse, who has died at the age of 97. The patriarch of the family of...
probably the most famous bookmaking family in Australian history.
Got to be. Robbie and Trainer Gay, and we send our condolences to them. He died at the age of 97. He worked as a barrister before becoming a full-time bookmaker in the mid-50s. He was known for his bold gambling. He reportedly lost $1 million in a day in 1968.
Jeez. Well, I think these were the days when Kerry Packer and his likes were running amok and placing million-dollar bets and getting on a plane and betting $3 million before they landed and such. He had big kahunas,
phrase. He'd have to have an extraordinary life, so we say that's very sad, the passing of Bill Waterhouse.
A colourful racing identity for sure, if ever there was one. Okay, time for a bit of this.
There are many contenders.
Shove a sock down a throat.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Jason, he's gone to sleep.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be Clown of the Week?
Whatever you need to clean, get that old baby feeling with a Karcher pressure washer. Karcher, life's most satisfying clean.
Yeah, baby, Karcher, we've got you covered. We're going to give a couple away today. Yep. And I'd like to start, if I may, Jane.
Yes, go ahead.
At the top. And Clown... Nassim Shah, the 16-year-old Pakistan fast bowler, making his debut today. He took his first wicket, and what a scalp, Dave Warner.
Unbelievable.
It was a no ball. It's the Cardinal Sill. Have you got the audio, Dave?
Oh, is there Nick? I think he... Oh, it's given.
Oh, dear. I think he's over.
Oh, the irony. Lost on no one. The young man... from the greatest elation in his cricketing career, he's now goes to disappointment.
Oh. Welcome to the big time.
That's it.
Oh, my God. And there's so much pressure.
And
so much
insult
pressure.
To injury, David Warner has just raised the bat for to mark his 100. So there you go. That's a win all around. Tough. Hey, I've got that grab from the show we played last night, which was the news report from the 70s
about
how much alcohol you're allowed to take into the MCG.
Okay.
In the 70s, carrying in eskies full of beer was permitted. However, there were some restrictions. Patrons were limited to 24 cans per person.
What?
Wow.
That's
five slabs
incredible.
A test.
That's quite the session, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
No wonder they needed a rest day.
Yes.
Oh, well, the PC world's jumped on. What was it? Do they have mid-strength beer now or something like that?
We've got mid-strength beer, two beers. You can't get full strength at a night game. It's two cans
right, that's
per
ridiculous.
Man. You know what's going on. Hamish is on the line. Hamish.
Who do you want to clown?
We got a clown, Prince Andrew. I mean,
oh my God. Yes.
That's not
going to
get any bigger than this week.
It's not going to get any bigger. It's a very good call.
Yes.
It is a good call.
You're
in fact,
all over
he's definitely clown of probably the year.
Yes.
And
have you got a quote? Because he had many from his interview.
So many
I know
quotes.
You love it.
I think this is the one that really is the most bizarre. It's about the fact he doesn't sweat.
You're absolutely sure that you're at home on the 10th of March.
Yeah.
She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have bath, possibly...
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, was she... Yes, I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply it was almost impossible for me to sweat,
okay.
And it's only because I have done a number of things in the recent past that I'm starting to be able to. Do that again. So
yeah,
I'm
like,
afraid to
like
say that
doing this interview,
that
you idiot.
Medical condition that says that I didn't do it, so therefore.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Hamish, what do you reckon about Hamish getting the subscription?
Hey, do you want to put him in the drawer?
In the drawer and the subscription
Plus?
To Disney.
We're going to give you a 12-month subscription to Disney Plus.
Come on.
And this is awesome, too, because Disney Plus brings together all the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the MCU, in one place and will host the streaming debut of Captain Marvel, along with a film that started it all, the very first release of Iron Man. Disney Plus subscription, and you're in the draw for the big prize as well. Well done, Hamish.
Well done.
Oh,
all
stuff.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
<You're> good on you. Just hang about on the line there. We'll get your details
too. That's
you. All right. Can I clown someone or a group of people?
Yeah.
Sure.
Fire Schoolies.
Away. Schoolies?
For being so tame that the cops are praising them for their behaviour.
What is wrong with them?
I think, have we got the cops?
They've had it too good for too long, and if you can't pull your finger out and get up to trouble while you're a schoolie, you're burned yourself.
What the good old days.
Unbelievable.
A few years ago, Mickey, we know there was this great kid who met the love of his life.
Yeah. Okay.
And can we just go, but why can't we have a bit more of this
guy? This couple have only known each other for a fortnight. Now they're engaged.
This is serious. This is serious. She's my baby girl forever. And I've asked her to be the thing that I cherish the most for life.
He got down on one knee while she was stuffing her face with a kebab. And it was so beautiful.
That's what it's all
That's
about.
Love.
Okay, give us a call, 133353. We've got this is all thanks to Karcher. I can't speak highly enough about the good folk down there at
Life's
Karcher.
Most satisfying
We've
clean.
Got two to give away.
What?
Two Karchers, one break.
Oh.
We're going to go berserk. Nice. This is as good as it gets. I've gone Karcher crazy. Hose me down. Karcher me.
I need to be hosed down right now, seriously.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
get on the line.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Christopher Knight is coming up soon. Will Anderson to join us in the second hour. David Warner's knocked up 100 as well.
Well, hang on
Has
a second.
He? What?
I'd
what?
Like to clown someone.
Who?
Again, the Pakistan cricketer.
Oh, Naseem.
Well, the 16-year-old.
Well, I've clowned him for bowling Warner out, and now for Warner getting 100. Have you got the game?
And there it is, David Warner, the fist pump. Strong applause from the crowd. Test match number, century 22. And the journey he's been on, it's maybe his most meaningful.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Probably never be seen again.
Oh, no, it does.
What happened to that 16-year-old kid?
Listen, we were pumping him up like there's no tomorrow yesterday.
Hey, by the way, there are two Karchers to give away to one of our next callers. They're going.
You bet. They're awesome.
They are the best in the biz. Jim's on the line. Jim, who do you want to clown?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, good. Who do you want to clown, mate?
Well, he could be more than a clown of the week, but let's put them politely. Israel Folau.
Israel Folau.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Yes, 100 times, yes.
Yeah, he's somehow managed to link bushfires and being gay and abortion.
Yeah, well, my mum grew up with someone that lost their house, so,
Yeah, good on you, Israel Folau. Yeah. That's just pretty typical. You know what? If religious freedom means you're allowed to make a total ass of yourself. Mm. Good luck, you religious nutbags. Mm. But I want nothing to do with
it. But there you go. Like, we're in a country where you can, come on.
That is terrible. Jim, you make a great point. You speak for most of us. Those views are not to be tolerated or especially under the guise of religious freedom. Yeah. That's crazy.
We won't stand
down,
for that.
Mate. Not
Thanks,
good
Jim.
All right.
Let's go to Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Yes,
Malcolm, how would you like to clown?
Oh, sorry, Mick, that's going to have to be you.
Oh, for God's
sake, like
what are you talking about? Why?
Why is this, Malcolm?
Well, yesterday you had a story about cows swimming, Jane.
Yes, I did.
You know,
cows can't swim, mate.
No, I said cows could swim. There you go.
Cows can't swim.
Where's the clown? There you go.
Where's the evidence, mate? Where's the evidence?
Me and a mate were fishing up in Broome, and we saw something 100 metres offshore.
Yes.
And lo and behold, 20 minutes later, I popped this cow.
Okay.
You go, that's a very fat dolphin.
Okay. Okay, Malcolm, I'm going to ask you. How long had you and your mate been out on the water?
Yeah.
Did you have an esky?
How many cans?
And what is going on, mate?
No, down the other end of the bay, there was they were loading cows onto a big ship.
Malcolm, and it's swimming away from the ship. It's making its big escape.
That's a pretty good one, Mick. Pretty good.
You're not going to give him one, are you?
Yes.
Oh,
go on.
Yeah, give him the Karcher.
Oh, you've got yourself a brand new Karcher there, Malcolm, and that is German engineered, up to 50 times more powerful and 80% less water compared to the garden hose. So,
it's the best in the biz.
Yeah.
Right. Hey,
what stroke was the cow doing? Was it a breaststroke? Was it a backstroke? What was it?
Wasn't doggy paddle, surely, but
was it udder fly?
Udder fly.
Yeah.
Udder fly.
Okay,
oh
Dave,
God.
Clown yourself.
That's enough
udder
of that.
Udder fly. That's it.
Stay on the line, Malcolm. We'll get your details. Thank you for
Malcolm,
calling.
Malcolm, you're an idiot.
No,
thank
you're not.
You. John's on the line. John, who do you want to clown?
I want to clown the bachelor, or they call him the spatula.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. Now, why is this a spatula?
Because he's given Chelsea the flip, but he had 26 girls to choose from, talking about marriage and wedding, wearing
John,
dresses.
John, good call.
Sorry.
John, John's made a good point. It's an embarrassment of riches. He's got 26 birds on the griddle.
Still,
he's got the pick of the bunch.
Yeah.
You are speaking as if you go on the television as a bachelor or bachelorette to truly get a partner and not have a TV career. Sorry, you are mistaking what The Bachelor's all about.
What's his name? Agnew.
Matt
Agnew.
Matt.
You don't like that last name. I don't know why. But anyway, he's our astrophysicist. Thank you, John. That is pretty good.
Matt.
Let's go to Susan.
It's 26 women.
That makes a good
he's
point, doesn't it?
Chosen one and can't
and still
last 6
months.
What a.
But I'm trying to tell you all, it's all fake fun. It's pretendies. You know what? Really? Do you? Is that how you want to meet the love
fake.
Of your life?
Are you saying those?
No, love is not
real.
Fake. Yes, I am.
Wow.
I know. What a revelation that is.
You clown Jane, please.
Yes.
Oh, please. Susan, you've got another one for Mick, haven't you?
I have.
What?
I love you, Mickey, but I have to...
What have I done?
They're bugging me for however long you've been, all this time you've been on. Every single day you say, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. You don't take tweets, you read tweets.
Oh, don't you?
Susan, it's been
you?
Bugging me for as long as we've ever been doing this godforsaken show.
He hasn't tweeted anything since the 2nd of June, so he doesn't.
Karcher for Susan, please.
Oh, no Karcher, Susan.
Yes.
Yes.
Brand new Karcher, life's most satisfying clean. You're going to love it, Susan.
Oh, lovely.
Karcher's all yours.
Hey, Susan, do you want me to send you a tweet? Do you want me to send you a tweet?
Yep.
What else?
Don't make it a dick.
Oh, my God. Susan, my apologies.
You have the Karcher.
Oh, your weekend is set. You're sorted.
Well done.
Yay.
That's it. You're the winner today. Good segment, guys. I like the way that rolled out. Okay, what's up next, Dave?
Mick's GoFundMe. So this is where you get involved as well. It's a big day Friday, isn't it?
It's a big day Friday.
I'm exhausted already.
We're doing this all in one.
Yes.
We've already got three calls on the line.
Wow.
Let's go, people.
You can give us a ring on 133353. If you've got an idea, you might win yourself $500. Do it right now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's GoFundMe. Mick's GoFundMe.
All right, get on the blower. Here we go. It's time for the greatest minds of our generation to enter the think tank, the Triple M think tank.
I love
which
it.
There's some really genius ideas have come across our path.
We should have an exhibition. We should patent all these ideas. And
that's
at the end of we'll have an exhibition. We'll build a couple of them because they're just huge. What was last week's winner,
Dave? It was Bernie. Here he is.
If you go to a restaurant, you might have to send your food back. You know, it might not be cooked right. When he comes back from the kitchen, you can't be sure, you know, it hasn't been sort of tampered with. You know, a spray that you could spray on it and you know, would detect, like, you know, saliva or some other bodily fluid.
I still love that.
So like the old Luminol they see in those cop shows.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go into a hotel room, you turn the lights off, you run the thing over and all of a sudden you go, ooh.
Oh, my God. It just relaxes all going out to a restaurant,
wouldn't it? There it is. You know it hasn't been tampered with. Mm. I'd like to see that on MasterChef, by the way. That'd be a good sponsorship. Okay, let's get the ball rolling. Rob, what's your big idea that you want me to fund to the tune of $500, I should point out?
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mick. How you going?
Yeah, good.
We're
what's
really
your
good.
Big idea, bold idea?
My big idea, mate, at the moment, we got about 40-degree heat down here yesterday and we're still in spring. So I just recently started a job where I'm delivering food and everything, so I'm in my car a lot.
Yep.
It's boiling down here, and every time I sort of need to stop and go anywhere, I'd put the windows down a bit. I've just bought a GPS that attaches to the front of the windscreen.
Right.
Mm. It falls off because of the heat.
Righto.
The other day I was driving, had the window down a bit, pulled the visor down, and there was a huge huntsman on there.
No good, mate. Oh. No good.
No.
So what's your plan?
The plan is, Mick, at the back two windows only, let's get like a crim-safe attached.
Oh, I like
the
crim-safe part.
Yep, so you can't break into the car, but the windows are still operational, so they can go
fly
up
wire.
And down.
You're talking about fly wire on your car windows.
I've never seen it.
No, that's right. You want something more safe, like crim-safe, where they can't get into your car.
Why, is it for safety or for convenience?
Well, it's for both. Just to keep your car cool when it's parked. So you can park it during the day, you can have the windows down in the car, and it'll still be safe.
And when you're driving along, you can't flick your cigarettes out the window, which would be good, because it's idiot-proof.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. But if you want the windows up to put your air conditioning on, the back windows will go up. If it's raining...
But also, the flies stay out.
Yeah.
There's no flies when you've got the window down.
Yeah, or mozzies.
Do you know what I do? I know I'd hang a mosquito coil as well. from the rear vision mirror. So we've got fly wire.
Yeah. It's like a bit of incense in your car.
A nice
incense. Hey, Rob, that's a good idea.
I'm thinking the back two windows only. So you've got the front window. So if you go through a drive-through in the morning...
All right, Rob, you get it.
Get the idea.
Thanks it's a good idea, Rob. All
hang in there, Rob.
You're the clubhouse leader.
Yeah.
Matthew, what's your big idea?
Mick, Jane, how are you?
Yeah,
hey,
good.
We all know that activewear makes millions of dollars every year. So
activewear, sure.
I'd like to launch a range of inactive wear.
You have my full attention.
Super comfortable clothing.
Yeah.
We just get cheap tracksuits. We rebrand it as inactive wear. We charge a fortune for it. We stitch a pedometer into the hip. And when you do too many steps, it says, whoa.
Tells you when you've gone too far.
It's like a warning. It says, quickly sit down on the couch.
Well, Matthew, I famously took 43 steps in one day.
Yeah.
That was on my counter. But that was, and I was actually going to release a brand
of
my record, 43 steps.
Wow. Which you still could do, Mick.
That smallest size was 16.
We could also call it like
Moo Moo
Mickey, like
Lulu Lemon.
Not bad.
All right, Matthew, I like it. Hang in there. You're in the conversation. John, GoFundMe, what's your big idea?
Yeah, okay. I've got an idea for an app that you enter in all your significant anniversary and birthdays of loved ones. Mm. And it's a set and forget. You don't have to remember them anymore. It will automatically send
it's
out
called a calendar,
a
isn't
happy
it?
Birthday message. It'll send out a birthday message.
Oh, I see. Oh, it'll send
it
out, so you don't even
have
to do it. Just
so you'll never forget it. It'll just
oh, my
for
God.
You.
Will it call up, the florist?
It won't apologise, Mick. No apologies. It won't do that. No.
All right.
That's pretty
it
good,
a lot. John, Jerry's on the line. Jerry, what's your big idea? What do you want me to fund? $500. Thanks.
Jane, Nick, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, good.
My idea is a simple one. It's when you wake up every morning and you brush your teeth and you go for your morning coffee, it tastes terrible. So I'm thinking coffee-flavoured toothpaste.
That's not bad.
Hang on.
I get this. So you're saying you have a mint toothpaste, so you brush your teeth, you're all minty, you go
and
down
and then you have coffee, it tastes foul.
That's right.
So the answer is coffee-flavoured
toothpaste.
Exactly. Does it stain your teeth or does it clean your teeth?
No, it cleans your teeth.
It cleans your teeth, but it gives you that coffee feel.
Yeah.
Coffee feel, and you can drink your coffee without making it taste like...
Oh,
Cherry, have you thought about this for a while? That sounds really good.
I have. I experience every morning. I usually wash my mouth out with water before I have my coffee.
and does it come in like espresso?
Yeah, flat white.
Cafe latte, soy, almond milk.
It's going to go the gums
as well.
All right, hiring about. And Gary, one last call. Gary, what's your big idea?
G'day, Mick. Look, I've been wanting to do this idea for years, but I guess for $500 I'll just get someone else to do it, eh?
Sure, far away.
you sound committed.
Yeah, I hope you're sitting down. All right. You go on your way home, the missus calls you and says, can you go to the shopping centre?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, you go to the shopping centre, she gives you a list and you run around the shopping centre, pulling your hair out trying to find stuff. All right.
Right.
GPS in your shopping list tells you where everything is, what aisle, where it is, and you get incorporated into Bunnings, Everywhere, mate. Just for blokes.
So it's a GPS for Bunnings.
For Bunnings. So you could use it for IKEA as well, couldn't you?
Well, I don't know if you've been shopping for your missus. I have.
Right.
I can't handle it, mate. I love buying stuff, but I hate shopping.
Right. I just
Gary,
take
not
a
that hard.
I take a pack. I'm like Bear Grylls in Bunnings.
Really?
Probably going to drink my own urine after 2.5 days wandering around those aisles. It's all good, but I tell you what, there's one clear winner today, and I'm giving it to Jerry with the coffee-flavoured toothpaste.
Oh, look, good
we
on
need
you, Jerry.
To fund that idea.
We do.
$500, Jerry.
I've thought that so many times myself.
Good on you, mate. There you go. All right. And if you make your first billion, remember me.
Yeah.
Of course, definitely.
Remember, I got you out of the ground.
That's it.
$500, fully recuperable. All right, Jane, when we come back, is it time?
Oh, my God, he's arrived. Christopher Knight is in the building. Yes, me and Peter Brady.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Here's the story.
I can't believe I'm speaking with
of
you.
A man named Christopher.
You're an enduring fan.
Who's best known as Peter on TV.
Watch out, shout, shout.
Now he's joining us.
See you in Australia.
Because our own Janie.
A greatest fan.
Fought for a very Brady renovation on Aussie screens.
Jane Kennedy is using her Triple M drive show to get this on TV.
A very Brady renovation will be shown on Australian television.
Please enjoy it. You're so deserving.
We hope to see you here because your fan base is huge.
Click your heels. It could happen.
And he's now in the country to celebrate a very Brady renovation on the TLC network and finally meet the campaign leader responsible for bringing it to our shores.
You're a well-known stalker.
An enduring fan.
We welcome back Christopher Knight.
We do welcome back Christopher Knight in the flesh. And I promise you I'm not a stalker, Chris, but I'm sitting
effective.
Very close.
You're an effective stalker.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh,
you
my
were
God.
Quite effective in bringing the very Brady renovation here.
Well, that's true.
You stalked it here.
I did. And we really wanted to have, of all the Bradys, we're really thrilled that you came to Australia and visited us. And we've just been at a very funny lunch, haven't we?
We have been to a very Brady lunch. Yes.
Yes, it was a very Brady brunch because we like to play on that with the most diehard Brady Bunch fans in Australia. And I feel it was only right that I was there as well.
Well, you ran the contest, did you not? I mean, or is your idea?
Yeah, well, I just thought it was so special. And this is all because TLC on the Foxtel network have shown a very Brady renovation. And it was this bizarre concept where it was the exterior, the house of the Brady Bunch that opened every episode, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But the interior was just the actual people who owned the house. It was just their normal interior. And yours was a set.
Right. Well, people, I think through this process, we learned that a great deal of our audience lost track of the fact that we worked on a set.
Yeah.
And the house, which was just a picture of a house to us, though it did exist, it's continued to exist and is approachable and photographable on a street in L.A. But it's become sort of the Brady portal. It's the tap-in point
That's
for Brady fans worldwide. This is the Brady house. And so over time, people have forgotten that we worked on a set, and now this is where the Bradys worked.
Now, we were talking over lunch how iconic the actual Brady interiors were and so memorable because we remembered so many rooms in the Brady house.
Exactly. We were saying,
as opposed to other shows.
You might have a living room that you remember.
Yes, Bewitched. We go the kitchen, the living room, nothing else really.
Nothing.
No, but the Brady house was so iconic and you had to all rebuild it. And the great thing was all the kids got together and it must have been a blast to be reunited with all your dear family friends, really, aren't they?
You know, we've kept friends now for 50 years. These friendships alive independently. Sometimes it's because of work and there's a number of us together. But it's not as though we are getting reacquainted because we all know each other.
You already know each other so well.
But all of us back together in front of a camera, it hasn't happened in 35 years.
Yeah.
And we would discover through this process that that's very important to our fans.
So
there's something
about
us as a member of a group that it's important for us to be part of that group and to see the group functioning.
And we celebrated with you. And we loved seeing you all interact together. And you had the job of rebuilding apart from a lot of other things. But you're in charge of the kitchen as well, weren't you?
That was with Eve.
And we were talking about what was probably the most amazing renovation of all was the staircase in the living room.
Right, because without that, you really don't have a Brady home.
No, you need that staircase. When Carol's doing her needlepoint, my God, she had time to sit and do needlepoint on a chair when everyone would come through the door.
And it's a kind of living you just want to live in.
Yes,
right?
You do.
Now, of course, I think the thing that comes probably is burned or seared into most minds is the kitchen because of the colors.
Yeah.
That orange and, you know, the avocado green, which might be the only orange and avocado green kitchen ever produced.
It may come back again in style.
But it's kind of cool. And we remade it that way with the same laminate.
The same oven, the same fridge. It was absolutely bizarre.
All right, Christopher Knight is with us. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, stick around.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch in studio with Jane right now.
Now, when we're at this lunch and these diehard fans, they had some really good questions, I thought. And I thought you were just a great sport. You opened up. One of the interesting things was they said, what was your day like? You know, going. And you said you shared a car with Maureen.
I did.
And a mum.
Yeah. And I realized that question wasn't that easy to answer. What's a normal day like?
Yeah.
No, because Maureen's mom had tunnel vision, had some health issue that caused her to end up with tunnel vision, and she couldn't drive. She didn't have a license. And the way that it works in California, if under the child labor laws, is you have to have a parent or guardian with you at all times. And then there's a social worker assigned by the state that's also your advocate on set. Mm-hmm. So she had to have her mom there. Mom couldn't drive. So she had an issue. She had to get there with her mom. We lived only a few miles from Maureen.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We picked them up every morning and we drove in. There was rarely a time when she would work or I would work and she wouldn't. So
we just couldn't get our heads around the fact that, you know, this was a part, a normal part of your day. They were such a great group. Some of the fans were so diehard. There was a couple I met who named their son Brady.
They did.
There was another woman who had a script. I think it's the same couple. She had an original script.
She did. She had a script of how to succeed in business with somebody's name on it. I think we've deduced since then that it was somebody that worked in the property or the set department. His notes in the script were something to do with the set itself.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember the name, and it was on the crew. So,
yeah. There's also going to be, I must say, I think it's on the 23rd of December, we're going to do sort of a behind-the-scenes look at the whole Brady renovation. That's going to come up on TLC Network as well. What about yourself in, what's your other life now? Because we would just love to see you renovating the house forevermore, but I presume you have a grown-up job as well.
You know, I actually have some talents in this area because I did this in my 20s. I did a number of renovations, and I built a few houses. Frankly, though, I was the builder. I had a contractor that did most of the swinging of the hammer. So I did a lot of oversight. And that's a lot of work, and it's not what I do. Mm. So I'm not necessarily an expert at home building, though I could probably handle it. I do other things. Actually, I've been big into business since leaving the industry when I didn't know I was leaving the industry back in the early 80s, mid 80s. I ended up in high tech, and then that took me completely away from the entertainment industry. And I looked over my shoulder, I realized I'm not in that industry anymore.
And you were lucky enough to meet your wife through high tech as well. I believe you were at a conference and she was doing something in that, how you met?
Well, no, but she was in the high tech. She worked for IBM for 10 years, and so she's a high techer herself. I'm more on the tech side. She's on the sales side, but now I'm in the business side. But now I'm just in business, so it's not high tech or not. But I needed to find a way to weave together an entertainment world and a business world, and I didn't know how I was going to do that. And ultimately, it turns out that it's this brand that I created in the States. This brand isn't available in Australia, but I am a furniture brand in the United States.
Can we go to a website and look that up?
You certainly can. You wouldn't be able to order anything.
Can I stalk you?
Yes, you can. Through that, you can.
a time is running out, will you? I would talk to you for 3 hours if I could.
Well, I'm the reason you're the reason I'm here.
And that lunch was fantastic. We did a quiz. And you're involved in the quiz as well.
And I didn't win.
What score did you get out of 20?
I think I got a 16.
Yeah, okay. So did I.
You got a 16?
Yeah, I got 16.
I had no idea on at least one of them.
Well, that is a slight concern, but understandable. Christopher Knight, we are so thrilled. You said in 94 that you weren't going to do anything more to do with Peter Brady. Was that right?
I said that in 94. I think that it was because of that visit here to Australia that I decided from that trip, looking back on it, that I would never turn my back on Peter Brady.
Well, we Absolutely. It's amazing to have so many fans here. It's been so lovely to meet you. Thanks for being on Kennedy Malloy. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to go through meeting Mick Malloy, because he interviewed Barry Williams a few years ago and kept calling him Greg. And it was so embarrassing that I'm glad that Mick wasn't here for that.
Is that Barry has his Twitch now. Is that the reason?
Yeah, that would be the cause. Thanks, Chris Knight.
Thank you. I'm in your debt.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Coming up, we've got Will Anderson in a moment and Mick's Pub Shout. Thanks to Brick Lane is coming up as well. You can give us a ring right now if you like, 133353, because Mick is doing this tour all around Australia, including Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle and Melbourne. And for those in South Australia and Western Australia, you can be flown in as well for this big night. Hit up kennedymalloy.com.au. We're doing it in a moment.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. It is going to be a cracker. As always, Jane, we'll have Week in Review. Chock-a-block.
We will indeed,
with highlights from the show.
Well, absolutely. That's what we're hoping for. And we've also got your amazing trip that you're going to do.
The biggest pub crawl ever undertaken
biggest
in Australia.
Biggest pub crawl ever.
Right down
Brick
the
Lane.
Eastern Seaboard. Yeah. It's all thanks to Brick Lane. I'll be hosting listener parties in a lot of towns. And we'll be flying in listeners from South Australia and Western Australia.
Off the chart,
the
people.
Honestly, what could go wrong?
Well,
it's going to be your
roll gold
into one Christmas party, booze up, shenanigans, get a divvy van home, go hard, schoolies for toolies.
Oh my God.
Is what I'm calling it.
You really so still want people to go.
Bring your A game.
Absolutely, do that.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweet. Oh, we're going to give away the Disneyland trip too.
That's coming
which is
up.
A four. This is one of the best prizes we've ever had. Family of four people, do what you like.
Off you
take
go,
whoever.
Passes,
you're
everything.
You're going to Disneyland, the whole
everything.
Thing's paid for.
Yep.
Go Coco Bananas. But first, let's check in with this bloke.
The last time ABC's Gruen and Triple M's own Will Anderson joined us, we were dissecting the latest Tourism Australia campaign.
They've done
philosophy. Sounds like literally the person who was pitching it had a stroke midway through the pitch. The majority of our tourists to Australia are people who speak English as a second language. The pun doesn't work for people who speak English as a first language.
I didn't get it as an Australian.
The picture of Chris Hemsworth, Bob Irwin, Kathy Lett, and it looks like the worst Avengers reboot of all time. It's like we got Thor and we couldn't get any of the other good characters.
Will joins a stellar lineup of comedians for the Red Dust Christmas Comedy Gala in Melbourne next month in support of Red Dust's Indigenous programs. And he joins us right now on the show. Please welcome back, Will Anderson.
An Australian, Will, the way you just hoed into our...
In our philosophy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's still the slogan. I think it's gone by now.
It's gone.
It's quietly been sent to the farm.
Do you know what? I haven't sent a bob up at all. No. Is that because we're in Australia, though, and it's supposed to be exported?
Yeah.
So maybe if we're overseas, we might.
I'm just saying the Adelaide one.
Exported
either.
It to other countries, and those countries dug a hole and put it in with a landfill. So, yes.
Are they still running with old mate?
Old mate.
Is that still
old mate in South Australia.
Still getting a run?
Yeah, old mate.
Old
who?
Mate.
My favourite thing about the old mate campaign is that the you know the big penultimate bit in the ad is where he's like walking on the roof of the Adelaide Oval, and they're like, don't feel sorry for old mate. He didn't visit South Australia soon enough. They only built that 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like if old mate had come 5 years ago, he wouldn't have been able to walk on the roof. He would have fallen through the roof.
Hey, speaking of Adelaide Oval, we're actually at the Gabba as we speak. Australia 1 for 240. Pardon me, and Burns out 97. Yeah. I go, were you cricket tragic growing? I mean, when we grew up, we had Jeff Thompson on the show, and I remember this in that era, there was no other sport.
No.
There was no other
summer
sport
was
from
cricket.
Summer to summer.
Yep.
There was only test matches. There wasn't all the other stupid stuff, and I used to sit and count the days till the next test match. Were you... And of that ilk where you just got...
I love Steve Waugh so much that once when we were interviewing him on another radio station, when he left the studio, I drank the rest of his tea. There was leftover tea and I was like, I want to get closer to Steve Waugh. Yeah. I want to share... I'm spit sisters with Steve Waugh.
My favourite Steve Waugh story is that you used to see him out in the town after an Ashes win or a series win and he would still be in his whites and baggy green like the next day. Like he would go out and hit the town and start drinking, but he would still
he came
be.
In and sat in your seat, Will, and had a blood nose when he was on this very show.
That's why he always has that red rag with him. Just carries around at all times. It's actually a bleeding nose.
But
my dad played cricket on his wedding day.
On his wedding day?
Yeah, on his wedding day. So he,
that's fantastic.
They had the wedding late in the day, and he went and played. He went and played cricket, took 6 wickets.
Says and she could play too because she'd been white. she'd be fine.
At least she could field.
Yeah, took 6 for
her. How Australian is that?
Yeah, on his wedding day.
This That's is, a movie, Will.
This is my same dad who I flew to Sydney.
Your dad's a dairy farmer.
My dad's a dairy farmer. Grew up on the road that named after his father who built the road. My dad's ever lived on that road. Wow. He was a very good cricketer himself, but he loves the cricket.
Okay.
And so my dad, I flew him and my mum up to the Sydney Opera House the first time I ever played the Opera House to do a show. I thought, you know what, I should... They should come up and see it. Anyway, my dad's not a big reactor. Comedy's not really for him, you know what I mean? That's okay. Like, this is my dad who, after my show about being arrested, his only feedback was, he goes, I really like this show. It's got a story you could follow, not like your other shit.
You should get arrested more often.
Comedy's not really his thing. And so him and mum are in the audience. Not his strong suit. Prime, that's okay, and that's fine. He, like, lets me do what I want to do. And
exactly
you
right.
Know, right. So
milk and cows isn't your thing.
So anyway, he's in the middle of the show, and just when nobody else is saying anything, I just hear from his seat, yes. And I'm like, well, yeah, the show's going pretty well, but that's a weird place for him to, you know, yell out a bit of encouragement.
Oh, no.
Now, about 20 minutes later, Jane, again, out of context, I just go, here, yes, yes. And I'm like, he is listening to Australia play the West Indies.
Oh, well. Done.
But he came
at your show.
At the show.
He could have been there, but he chose to come to the show. West Indies, did you have a favourite West Indian player?
Well, back in the day, Viv, because like that classic era of the people just bowling bounces at his head.
Correct.
And him and his...
We had Brian Lara on the show last night.
Brian Lara, I've got a story. Mm-hmm. I was in Adelaide, this is many, many a year ago, and Justin Hamilton, Adelaide comedian, and had just done a gig at the Rhino Room with our good friend
of
Limo.
Course. Love
and,
the Rhino Room.
Anyway, so we pop down to a local club, and it turns out that, and we've got kind of a posse of people with us, some people who've been at the show, some other people. We're having a fun time. And this fella who's just by himself decides he might come over and join our party and maybe talk to some of the girls and stuff. None other than Brian Lara.
Oh, man.
Right? So Brian Lara.
The prince is
here. He's just there by himself.
This all fits very well.
Cricket commitment has come down. Ended up hanging out with us for like the rest of the night.
Right.
But our favourite thing about it was Brian Lara ended up buying us drinks, right? And because we were so excited that Brian Lara had bought us drinks, we stole the glasses that the drink came in. And for ages, we would only drink from our Brian Lara drinks.
It
was a special occasion. We'd be like, Brian Lara cups? We'll get the Brian Lara cups.
You are committed. Hey, hold that thought, Will. We're going to come back and talk to you about the Red Dust performance and much, much more.
Yeah, and Gruen ABC Wednesdays at 8:30.
Loving Gruen.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Will Anderson's with us, Gruen ABC Wednesdays, 8:30.
Well, that's just a great show, isn't it? One of the few smart shows on TV that I genuinely enjoy.
So entertaining. I love all the new panellists too you've got on too.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jane. What did you take a bite of just as you were about to start this break?
Yeah. What are you eating?
I have a lolly jar that they've got for me here in Sydney, so I just had a little crunch.
Mm. You've got an empty bottle of wine, I can see there as well.
I bet, if it'd be empty. No, I was talking about the panellists, and particularly the women that you have on Gruen, they're really... really good at what they do, and it's great to see new faces on the television.
Yes, look,
it's
a fun show to be able to go out and, you know, have an opportunity to discover all these like incredibly smart, funny, intelligent sort of women, and then put them out onto the world, and then, like, you know, then they can get a regular spot on Sunrise or whatever.
we aim for the sky.
Yes, indeed. Hey, so now I want to talk to you about Red Dust just for a second. This is, of course, we're ambassadors for Red Dust. We love what they do with Indigenous communities. They get in with the community, participate with the communities. They do some bloody good stuff in some areas that need help, and there's a big benefit on. And I believe a few of them are coming down from Urundamu is what I'm hearing.
That's
I ran into a couple of the locals during the week.
I think it's about 14
or 15 who are making the trip to come down and be part of the entertainment when you At the Esplanade Hotel in Melbourne, lead a band of the best comics in Australia. Mm.
It is an incredible lineup. It's like a Melbourne Comedy Festival gala style lineup. And the whole thing, every single bit of money that is made on the night goes 100%. To Red Dust, 100%. The venue got donated by the SB. Yeah. They've donated, like, and all the artists have donated their time. But this is what I love about Red Dust is what you said. Is it's not like a bunch of white comedians in St Kilda doing a fundraiser for a whole bunch of people that they're never going to meet. Like, the whole night will be, the community will be involved.
They're
and it's going to be a real celebration. They'll be part of the show. So, it's it's going to be really cool.
Hanoon Moon needs a bit of cheering up at the moment. Indeed. It hasn't been great what's been going on up there. It's a bit of sorry business going on. As
we were talking about the SB, though, because we both did our first gigs there. Is that right?
That's right. So, you did your first gig. I did my first gig there. We were talking about the old school, Jane. We were talking about the hierarchical structure of the microcosm of the stand-up ecology.
Well, there was a Sunday there was a Sunday afternoon show, Jane, and that was your new comedian show, right? So getting
Early in the afternoon.
So it started at 3. It was a bit of a recovery afternoon. I think $5 to get in, two halves. You'd have an experienced MC and an experienced headliner. The experienced MC, the first gig I ever did was Steve Bedwell. Favourite.
Then
second gig, Marty Sheargold.
Another favourite.
In Melbourne this week. In the Athenaeum, he's kicked on.
He introduced me as Will Robinson, like from Austin Space, and then realised that as he was going out the curtain at the back and then came on back on to try to correct it next to me while I was trying to get into my joke. So that, I remember that. And that was like the VFL. That was like your feeder competition, Jane. And then Tuesday night was your like graduating into the big leagues of the AFL. So you had to get to
if you did well on the Sunday, you'd get a game on the Tuesday.
And I love this hierarchy.
Tuesday and the Tuesday night, so I remember, it was a very dangerous room backstage. It was like the bar from Star Wars. You know what I mean? You were there and you go, watch your back. There's trouble here.
Guys, Fleety shot first.
And then you'd hear lots of, it was a pretty dangerous room. Let's be honest, a room full of stand-up comedians can be a little needy. It can be a bit of a home for lost souls.
And
this is some of my favourite comments that ever were heard in that things where people come up to you and goes, "Oh mate, I don't care what everyone else says. I thought you did good."
Oh, that's the slap whack.
Here's another
the
one.
Passag.
Another one from a local comedian. Yeah. How'd you go there, Mick? I said, good. Yeah. You got to remember, they're a little quieter on this is just to give you a feel.
Nothing better than if somebody had just absolutely, because that was a room that if you caught on fire, you would have like the best gig that you would ever have in your life. And nothing better when you, if you were in the room watching someone do that, if they absolutely killed, everybody loved it. You would sprint from the back around so that you'd be out the back as they walked off and just go, when do you go on?
Sorry, I didn't see your set.
I love it. Hey, there are tickets still available for this Red Dust gig at the Esplanade Hotel.
Moshtix.com.au. Yes. So it's the 11th of December at the
SB. Oh, that sounds brilliant,
Red
guys.
Dust Christmas Comedy Gala. Will Anderson, Peter Hellier, Tripod and more. So
and I'm going to try and swing by if I'm still in Melbourne. But finish the radio. But if I'm still in Melbourne, I'm going to shoot down there. And you'll meet some of the local community. It'll be great. Will, thanks for swinging by, as always. Gruen, next Wednesday?
Yeah, final episode of the season. So 8:30 on Wednesday.
Get on board.
Congratulations.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ready for the party of the year?
I got a really bad feeling about this.
Summer's close, and the time is right for mixed pub shots, thanks to Brick Lane Beer.
What could possibly go wrong?
Where you can get involved, kennedymalloy.com.au, but is Mick doing pubs? He's doing 4 pubs in 4 days on
Come
the pub
on,
lane.
Everyone. Yes. If you've ever dreamed to have a beer with Mick Malloy, is your chance, Australia.
The Breakfast Creek Hotel in Brisbane, the Chippo Hotel in Sydney, the Mary Ellen Hotel in Newcastle, and the London Tavern in Richmond. If you're in South Australia and WA, kennedymalloy.com.au. We'll fly you in.
We're going to fly you in. We'll charter a plane. We'll get you a bus. We'll get a tour bus.
Nibbles. You'll have entertainment.
Yeah, nibbles will be
mandatory.
All kinds of entertainment. It's going to go off. It's going to
be
amazing.
There's going to be corn chips and dips.
We're not here for a haircut.
No, we're not.
We're going to go berserk. There'll be a kebab van out the front, I'm guessing.
You're joking.
But when we're done and dusted, it's going to be the Christmas drinks of a lifetime. Yeah. It's a knockoff. It's the end of the day. We go hard.
Nothing better.
If you like to murder a beer, the Brick Lane is the best in the business. And I'm hanging on to one right now, and I've got to say, I feel great. I'm
you
in
do,
the Friday
you love
mood.
It.
What do you got
it
there?
Could be.
I'm on the base lager at the moment. I noticed Will just had a One Love Pale Ale. He's very, very happy with his choice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. Here we go, people. Our lines are open.
1-3-3-5-3.
Dale, why do you want to come to the party, mate?
Hey, Mickey. Mate, I'm a firm believer that we should be sitting behind Mick in the Make Australia Great campaign.
Sure.
That's and right. We should be electing Mick as president of the Ace Blokes Club.
You're in, Dale. That's all I needed to hear. You know a good bloke when you see one.
Good on
you're
you,
welcome
Dale.
Aboard. Adam's on the line. Adam, why should you be on board?
I just want to share a one love with a man that saved a million bowling clubs from crackerjack days, mate.
Oh,
mate,
that's nice.
And I tell you what, these beers are cheaper than 1973 prices because I'm buying them for you. I'm throwing on the Brick Lane. It's my
how
shout,
good is that?
Mate. Come
you'll
along.
You'll have a great time.
Bring your wife, bring your partner, bring whoever, but make sure you're there for the big dance. Sue's on the line. Sue, you want to come along?
Hi. Oh, I'd love to have a drink with you. Would adore it.
I tell you what, one more drink and I'll be anyone, Sue. I look forward to Sue, you and a friend, come
take
along.
Take precautions, Sue.
Awesome. Morning. Thank morning. You so much.
Bring some capsicum spray, Sue. You might need it. Good on you, Sue. Can't wait to see you. Di's on the line. Hi, Di. Do you want to come?
Of course I want to come, Beck. Why wouldn't I want to have a beer with you?
You can have
Good on you, Di.
We might even provide a couple of wines. There'll be some nibblies, a mechanical ball. Anything else you want? Anything I can bring for you?
No, that sounds pretty good. A taxi home?
Done. I will organise that myself.
Oh, good on you, Di.
All right. Jason's on the line. Jason, you want to come along?
G'day, Mickey. I've got a twin brother and a group of mates. When they get rowdy, they'd make you look tame. So I'm going to commit to getting you into a cab and getting you a kebab once you start to get a little bit too second-hand.
Ah, he's your one-stop shop, Jason.
It's
sold.
Very caring. I like that about Jason.
I like it.
Very caring.
Yeah, he's got my best interests at heart.
He has definitely
Hello,
has.
Hello, Natalie. You want to join me for a beer?
Yeah, sure. Why not? And I think they need to change the words to that old Slim Dusty song. And change it to, I'd like to have a beer with Mickey.
Natalie,
you're
always thinking.
All the right things, Natalie.
Aren't you?
You're my dream girl as we speak. See you there. Bring a friend. It's going to be fun. Brendan's on the line. G'day, Brendan.
Mickey, I'd love to get along and have a few jars with you.
Are you a fan of the Brick Lane?
Oh, I love the Brick Lane. I'm actually go pretty good on their ping pong table at Dandy South.
Are you
ready
to the brewery?
Oh, I love the brewery.
You realise that's my brewery?
Oh, I know it's your brewery. That's why
he's a mogul.
I own that.
I couldn't miss out.
So, well, love to have you along. If you're a fan of the Brick Lane, you're a friend of mine, get on down. It's a bloody good beer. Matt's on the line. Matt.
Mickey, how are you, mate?
Good. Which show do you want to come to, mate?
Newcastle, mate.
Newcastle. All right. Anything in particular that you want to experience?
Oh, the Brick Lane sounds pretty good.
Brick Lane,
oh, good on you.
Yeah, I'd love to share one with you.
Well, they're going to taste great, and a free beer always tastes great.
Done
and
it.
That's what it is. No. Karen, time for one more call. Karen's on the line. Karen, you want to come along?
Oh, Mickey, you're the fine. You're the
fine. All right, Karen, bring your pom-poms.
Karen, you're in. And bring your mace.
And bring your mace. All right, that's all we've got time for today. Remember, South Australia, West Australia, how do they get involved? We're going to fly you in.
You go kennedymalloy.com.au, so you get online. And for people that can't get through right now, you can do the same, kennedymalloy.com.au. But is Mick visiting four pubs, 4 days? So the Breakfast Creek Hotel in Brisbane, the Chippo Hotel in Sydney, the Mary Ellen in Newcastle, and the London Tavern in Richmond in Melbourne.
And you can get your Brick Lane, by the way, in all good bottle shops.
Perfect time to have it now.
It's a weekend. Yeah, get no stuck question. Into it.
Hey, guys, we want to thank Matty Dow, who does an amazing job in our production
well done,
department.
Matthew.
He puts together the highlights of the week. We call this our Week in Review.
We started the week sans Mick. And after a weekend of binging on season 3 of The Crown, Jane couldn't help but announce his replacement in appropriate regal fashion.
Michael Malloy, who was unable to be with us here today, it is with the utmost pleasure that I welcome Anthony Lehman.
And for people playing along at home, Jane is wearing white gloves that go up to her elbows.
And
pearl. Ursula Carlson joined us ahead of her new comedy tour, Token African.
You don't know South Africa. I honestly don't know where you've been. Like, everyone knows one of us. You've worked with one of us.
Yes.
You live in the neighbourhood with one. Your doctor's one. Or your sister's getting married to one. Or you accidentally sleep with one of us. Because we're pretty generous in that department.
We'll sleep with you.
Mick's big day on the golf course Monday ended up hitting newsstands.
It wasn't just any mini golf game, though,
no,
was
it? No, it wasn't. It's as configured for the President's Cup.
So right. Important that you're on page three.
That's what I call my Craig Parry look.
And then
you go to page eight. I mean, there's a big picture of me and Chris Smith.
Yeah.
And for the girls out there, that's Chris on the left. It's confusing for the ladies
it
when
is.
Me and Chris are out together because you don't know where to look.
An Australian icon was messing with Jane's taste buds.
Vegemite has actually changed the recipe.
Hang on a second.
We're unhappy, as mad can be.
And not only does it look different, it doesn't have the zing.
I thought it was me that had finally got sick of Vegemite after 20 years, but it's changed the recipe.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed it where I was making the daughter's Vegemite toast. It didn't spread the same.
See, it doesn't spread the same.
It doesn't spread the same. No. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't taste the same.
They've taken gluten out of it.
Is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. So that celiacs and all the other people say, oh, now I'm gluten-free. And they can't be sued for anything.
Mick had a big announcement for our final week on air this year.
My brewery, Brick Lane, four pubs, 4 days, my shout.
What?
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Can't wait. It's
great. Oh, yeah, that's going to be great.
Well,
do we get any
beer here? What do we get?
You get to know that I'm out there taking a bullet for the team.
Trying to think of what to call people going to your
pub crawl party.
Bart, what's your suggestion?
Goonies.
Goonies instead of schoolies.
And speaking of schoolies, Jane let us in on what she recalls from hers.
I really don't have a great memory, but my friends who taped me.
What?
What do you mean?
When I might have had a few, got me to talk about past boyfriends. I also impersonated Olivia Newton-John with Fan, and I may not have had a top on at the time.
This is like the Zabruta footage.
Is it on VHS?
I've prepared
no, we burnt
a
it.
Lot of
got rid of it. What about you? What did you do for schoolies?
I woke up naked in a treehouse.
What? Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, look, I don't want to elaborate.
Tom Bellard's currently writing a play about Federation.
My brain is full of this research, but the problem with doing a satire about it is no one knows anything about the thing.
I don't think I know much.
Well, let's find out. We've got a Federation quiz, people.
Oh, it's a Federation quiz.
Who is the father of Federation?
Lord Hopeton.
Colonel Sanders.
Henry Parkes. Our first Prime Minister, Edmund Barton, got a nickname by the press. What was his nickname? Was
Barton Barton.
We caught up with Nathan Lyon ahead of the first test against Pakistan at the Gabba.
My one beef with the Australian bowling lineup is not enough facial hair.
No, I totally agree. They're a bunch of pretty boys, if you ask me. Especially led by Pat Cummins.
Nassim Shah is going to be playing, and he is half your age.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about that.
Do you remember what you were doing at 16?
I was still scratching myself, I think, and trying to figure out.
I was shoplifting from Brash's.
I was going on Hey Hey It's Saturday, dressed up as Demis Roussos.
I was obtaining my CB radio license.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. Well, that's too much information.
And Adam Gilchrist also joined us.
Oh, well, I can tell you what my eldest son is 17, and he's at schoolie.
There you go.
I wouldn't want him walking out the face paint.
Anticipation was building for Jane's big catch-up today with Christopher Knight, TV's Peter Brady.
Oh, so you're so excited you in all my life.
The disrespect in your voice about the Brady Bunch. This is a very big deal for me.
Who are you speaking to?
I think Peter. You know exactly his name, Christopher Knight.
With news of some cows that had island hopped during a hurricane in the States, Jane had this question.
Can cows swim?
Cows can't swim.
I beg your pardon.
Cows don't swim, Jane.
Yes, they can.
Have you ever seen a cow swim?
Well, look, I haven't been in an environment where I've been looking out for a cow to swim.
Jane, what's their preferred stroke? Do they breaststroke?
A water buffalo can swim. Horse can swim.
It's called a water buffalo. Well, it's happy in the water.
You don't know what they do at night?
We sent Adam Rosenbach's on assignment to the bull riding grand final in Townsville.
It was fantastic. What I loved about it, the outfits they wear. You know, they're wearing like dark denim, cowboy shirts, cowboy hats, all without irony. And I don't know how they do it, because it was mid-30s up there, and I'd be sweating like Prince Andrew Kant. Like, I would just...
With just hours till Jane's Brady Brunch rendezvous.
Are you nervous?
My whole career in showbiz has really culminated to this moment. Christopher Knight... And thank God I get a day away from you.
Yeah, he might want to take some pepper spray, I reckon. What's his name? Christopher Knight.
Peter.
Who's the middle child, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And finally, the big day arrived.
Christopher Knight in the flesh. And I promise you I'm not a stalker, Chris, but I am sitting very close.
You're an effective stalker.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Quite effective in bringing the very Brady renovation here.
Well, that's true.
You stalked it here.
I did. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to go through meeting Mick Molloy, because he interviewed Barry Williams a few years ago and kept calling him Greg, and it was so embarrassing.
Barry has his twitch now. Is that the reason?
Yeah, that would be the cause. Thanks, Chris Knight.
Thank you. I'm in your debt.
Now will you leave him alone?
He's in
will
my
you
debt.
Leave him alone now.
Oh my God! Did pork chops and apple chops.
Did you get him to sign your breast or something?
What I beg happened? Your pardon. No,
I don't know how it works.
He's very happily married. He's very happily married for the fourth time.
All right. Well done. Thank
that's
you,
Matt.
Great yep. stuff.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I love a love story, Dave, Jane.
Yeah.
I really do.
Really?
Whether it's between a man and a woman or a man and a car,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. But true love resonates.
Prevails?
It yeah. echoes through time. Mm. And, well, I've got Zach on the line. Now, Zach, you're a Colorado owner, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, sure I am.
You are. Now, this is very special to me because you didn't get your Holden Colorado, which you've coveted for some time, until you got the approval of who?
The girlfriend.
Your girlfriend.
Oh, and that's how it should be,
can
Zach.
Can I say this? She's a keeper.
Yeah.
Marry that
yeah,
woman.
She is
a keeper.
Totally. And what was the colour in the end? What did we decide on?
The colour's white.
White, like the bride.
Yeah,
you marry
right.
that woman.
Yeah.
Very
you,
nice.
You marry that woman, you attach the cans to the back of the Holden Colorado, and there's you just go happily married, and you drive off into the sunset in the Colorado.
How romantic.
With your wife. Have you known her long?
Yeah, well, went to kindy with her. And
you went to kindy with her?
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Zach, I love this.
Yeah.
This is a love that echoes beyond time. Mm. So your girl said, green light, let's go. Do you go driving together? Do you go parking? Do you get romantic in the Colorado?
Oh, I'll go out bush every so often.
Sorry, Zach. I think Mick's been prying a little bit too much into your, you know, escapades in the Colorado.
Yeah.
I like it. He's playing his cards pretty close to his chest. And have you made some moderations on the Holden Colorado?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of
what have you done?
In it. Muddies, bull bar winch. Came with the roof rack, so I let a rack it already has.
Mate, you've just got it all happening.
And you can follow that on Instagram. Okay, do you want to give your Instagram address out if people want to follow you on the Colorado?
Yeah, it's called Little Collie That Could.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, we love that.
Mate, you are a winner in life.
Yes.
And on the road.
In our eyes too, Zach.
You've got a girl who's a keeper. You've got a car who's a keeper.
Yeah.
It's a little menage a trois. A little threesome.
Right. Okay.
You've just
you might have got a little bit too excited.
You're
now.
A great man. You drive a great car. You've got a great bird. Well played, sir.
Well done, Zach. We're going to get your prize pack, too, from Kennedy Malloy. And thank you to Holden Colorado, too. We love Holden Colorado.
Come on.
You got it. And 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range. Hit up holden.com.au. We are going to boot this one home right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're just about done for the week. Hey, guys.
Come to the close of another week, but we've got some important business,
indeed,
Dave.
And this
is—it's a big moment,
a really exciting moment on our show.
We've been promoting this all week.
Now, Disney Plus started streaming earlier in this week, and I've already subscribed to it because it's amazing. It's got every episode of The Simpsons.
As
on
we
it.
Have
fantastic
in our
service.
Household,
it's the best of the bunch.
This—if you've got kids, this is everything you'll ever watch.
This is
Disney Plus.
You're in the good books.
One stop
forget
shop.
Kids. It's right down my alley.
Exactly. Me too. Right. Yeah. All right, so we've been announcing throughout the week that we're going to put you on the standby list. You can either register online or call the show, and we're
into the draw for what?
Four nights accommodation at Disneyland Resort, 5-day Disneyland Resort Park Hopper tickets, return flights to LA, of course, to get you there, and which is, we mentioned, thanks to Disney Plus. It's the home of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, National
Good of prizes we've offered on this program.
And you get $8.99 a month for subscription, so it's nothing.
Here oh, that's a bargain. Bargain.
We're about to change someone's life in a small way, but
indeed.
A brilliant way.
So I'm here to announce that our major winner of that trip to Disneyland is Samantha from South Australia.
Oh, my God.
There she
Samantha.
Is.
Samantha.
Oh, my God. You don't know how much this means to me.
Well, tell us. Why does it mean so much to you? Tell us why, Sam.
It's a horrible story, but my parents went to Disneyland without me when I was 10 and my brother was 8. They left us at home.
Samantha.
Now it's your turn to do it to your kids. Have you got kids?
No.
Yes, I do.
Have you got kids? How old are they?
6 and 2.
Oh, my God. They are right in the zone.
And you can take them. The four of you are going.
Oh, my God, and I turned 40 in a couple of weeks, so this is just amazing.
Hooray for you, Samantha. 40,
I just sit in the teacups. That's the only ride I would do at the age of 40.
Well, you're going to LA, you're going to Disneyland, you've got the resort parks, you've got 4 nights accommodation and more, all thanks to Disney+. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Samantha, what do you do? Can I ask you?
I work in a bank.
You work in a bank? Okay, well, this will be a change of pace for you.
Well, that's unusual in itself.
Yeah. So you've got two children.
Yes, I do.
So, so you're going to take the family. The family's going to pack the bags and go on a holiday to probably what is the greatest children's holiday.
I agree.
Holiday.
This is a dream for everybody to go to Disneyland.
You know, this is like make-a-wish
100%.
Stuff, you know. It's bucket list.
My husband's a chef and he works so hard and he misses out on so much. So this is just amazing.
We're so excited for you, Sam. And it's fine to have happy tears. And we did it with our family a few years ago. It's the best thing we've ever done.
Wow.
And you spend your whole time there. Don't do anything else. No. Just spend it all at Disneyland.
I will do that. And I'll probably cry when I get there.
Oh, good on you.
Samantha, would you like to thank me?
Absolutely, Nick. I've been a fan of yours for years. So I love you guys, and thank you so much to Triple M, and Disney is just amazing.
It's
a good prize.
What's your favourite? Do you like Pixar, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic? What are you looking forward to?
I've been a Disney fan for a long time. I've been an elephant fan, so Dumbo as well. But now
that
is
so good. Well done.
Oh, Dumbo. The elephant with big ears. Who knew? Flew.
Congratulations, Sam.
Come up with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sam. It gives me great joy to know that you are genuinely moved by this.
Send us a postcard.
Good on you. Yes, have fun. It'll be a game changer for you and the family.
And thanks to Disney Plus. That was a really great prize for us to be able to give away.
Yeah, huge.
Well top done. Shelf, well That's done all round, and well nuts. Done to everyone who's got the subscription to Disney Plus, because that is the rivers of gold when it comes to home entertainment.
$8.99.
Ever listen to what those names you just read out? That's just the whole kit and caboodle. You don't need anything
else. You got kids, you're sorted. Absolutely.
Done and dusted. All right, Dave, are we done?
I feel really
good about that.
We do, yeah.
I'm surprised how much joy I got out of her happiness.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes left in the show. Did you want to go around
Let's go around the grounds. Yeah. Let's do it. So there's a lot happening around the country, wherever you may be listening from. Can I start? Adelaide, guess what? Scorley's Festival.
Oh, my God.
Celebrating 21 years of Scorley's. Get involved. Does that mean you can go if you went to Scorley's in the last 21 years?
I don't know about that. It's Victor Harbour you're going
Victor
to.
Victor Harbour, get on board.
All right. Hello, Perth. The WA Beer and Beef Festival returns. That's Saturday and Sunday at Burswood Park in Perth. Go along to that. Beer, beef, carnival rides. What more could you want?
What could possibly go wrong? If you're in Brisbane, don't forget the Gabatoirs just around the corner. Australia v Pakistan. Australia on their way to a mighty total. One for 280 as we speak. So it's going to be on for the next couple of days. Get involved.
And the Hobart, the Women's Big Bash League Festival weekend.
Yep.
7 festival weekends of cricket moves to Harbour this weekend in the WBBBL and 5 knockout competition.
And one of the great spots in this country, Newcastle. The 500 supercars are in town. Won't just be amateurs panning along the
Our own Dave coastline. Reynolds is currently in 6th position in the Drivers' Championship, so we hope he moves up that role a bit more.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, Melbourne Music Week is on too.
Fantastic.
It's now till Sunday at different locations.
Melbourne is the home of live music. It's the capital of
music,
the world.
Sydney's got you too. The Joshua Tree Tour is on tonight and tomorrow night at the SCG.
What could possibly go wrong? A regional. Can I give a shout out to Mount Gambier Triple M, Limestone Coast 96.3. Who's on breakfast?
Oh, Knackers.
That's
sure.
Ewan Grant.
I got a Ewan. Well done, Mount Gambier.
Do your homework, Dave.
Tonight. We'll talk to you Monday for a big Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.